Good morning.
Good morning.
My chosen name is Leilani, and I'm a mixed race, transracially adopted, bi, queer, femme. And I am a lifelong resident of the occupied lands of the Coastal Salish, specifically the Duwamish people. But land acknowledgement of traditional and rightful indigenous stewardship is not enough. It must be accompanied with informed actions in relationship. I stand with the Duwamish, the Snohomish, the Wanapum, and the Chinook people, who despite their continuing presence and resilience are still not recognized by the federal government. In the United States, Native Americans make up only 1.2% of the population, and yet they are more likely than any other group to be killed by the police, have double the suicide rate, with teens having the highest rate of any population in the United States. NPR just reported that 2 million U.S. residents do not have access to clean water, with Native Americans the most affected. How do I feel about Thanksgiving? I think of the generosity and hospitality of the Wampanoag people, and I think that there is no thanks in Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was a celebration of massacring indigenous people, and it's currently a harmful whitewashing of ethnocide with Plymouth Rock, a monument to racism. I believe Thanksgiving is better acknowledged as the day of mourning and honored as such. My family started attending Westside Unitarian Universalist Congregation in 2011, and we have found a warm community of social justice-minded folks. So what will we celebrate, honor, and transform? What exactly can we do? I've created a list that I'll share with you now, and it is also, my spouse typed it up for me, and it's also available through your staff here at East Shore if you would like a copy of it. So here's my list. Learn the real history of Thanksgiving, not the myth. Consider a different lens, un-Thanksgiving, a day of atonement, or a day of mourning. Support with money, time, and amplify the voices of indigenous leadership on their causes and efforts. Deeply listen to local tribal nations, leaders, and issues presented and support in the ways they ask. Learn about settler colonialism and engage in disruption. Go to a local indigenous nation's cultural center or event. Buy and support the work of indigenous artists, artisans, authors, herbalists, and farmers. On Black Friday, spend your money with inspired natives, stores, events, or online, like 8thgeneration.com. Dig into the history of boarding schools in the United States and Canada. Learn about Leonard Peltier. Learn and support the work around murdered, missing, and Indigenous women. Donate to local Native cultural events like our powwows. Work to end racist mascots. Work to end harmful representations of Native people in arts and crafts and storytelling within your school district. Buy, share, and donate Indigenous-authored children's books. Buy Indigenous-authored cookbooks. When you travel or plan to travel, learn about the local Indigenous people's current issues and causes and donate to their work and visit their cultural center. If you live here, become a Real Renter on realrentduwamish.org and tell others about it. Like and follow the local Indigenous Peoples Cultural Center Facebook pages and amplify their voices, stories, and articles on social media. When we talk about Indigenous people and celebrating cultures, we should be including Black cultures and Black people. And if you don't think about this, why? Fix it, because it is anti-Black racism. North, Central, and South American people are indigenous people. Support races, R-A-I-C-E-S. Support and get involved with environmental justice with indigenous leadership. So I'm going to list off some names. Again, that's typed up. And these are all young people. Quanah Chasing Horse. Halina Galinga. Masaka Looking Horse. Amira Oda Hinois, Feliquian Charlemagne, and Vic Barrett. Learn about Indigenous futurism. That would be exploration without colonization and imperialism, but with harmony, coexistence, evolution, storytelling, the intentional letting go of some things and holding on of others, honoring ancestral knowledge, and honoring how the ancestors were looking forward with math and sciences. Support a tribe called geek.com. This is a homework. Do an internet search, dive and read about, and I'm going to list off some phrases that you can look up later when you're in front of your computers or phones. Settler colonialism, cultural appropriation, decolonize Thanksgiving, decolonize education, decolonize yoga, decolonize your food, decolonize your mind. And a quote, no matter where you are in North America, you are on Indigenous land. And so on this holiday, and any day really, I urge people to explore a deeper connection to what are called American foods by understanding true Native American histories and begin using what grows naturally around us and to support Native American growers. There is no need to make Thanksgiving about a false past. It is so much better when it celebrates the beauty of the present. Sean Sherman, the founder of the Sioux Chef. Maybe there's no single or right way to do this upcoming holiday, but I would ask for a moment of silence while we hold the complexity of mourning and privilege and complicity as we think about what we will celebrate, how we will act, and what we will support going forward from here.
The reflections and themes and readings that you are going to hear today and some of what you have already heard, I imagine, is causing some discomfort, and that is okay. As part of our principles, the search for truth and meaning means that sometimes the truth, to quote Al Gore, is inconvenient, and that is okay. Because it is part of being Unitarian Universalist and faithful that we speak the truth. So right now I would like to invite us to settle into our chairs. I want to invite you to settle into your chair and close your eyes or soften your gaze as you are willing and able. And I want to quote Reverend Steve, who said that yes, meditation, during meditation, it is not silent and it is sounds of joy when we hear children being who they are and we affirm them in the fullness of who they are. Take a breath, and as you do, allow your arms and hands and feet and legs to settle and relax. Take a breath, and as you do, allow your arms, your hands, your body to settle and relax. Take another deep breath and bring it all the way down to your belly. Take a breath, and as you do, allow your scalp and facial muscles to soften and grow still. Feel the weight of your head solidly supported on your neck and shoulders. Feel your entire body settling and growing calm. When you are ready, take one more cleansing breath in gratitude of the multi-generational space we are in today, in gratitude of children and the life and hope that they offer. Take a cleansing breath and be gathered together anew in this space. I want to begin in gratitude to the Reverend Deanna Vandiver, the bridge minister at Westside Unitarian Universalist Congregation, and I also want to thank Leilani Davenberry and her partner, Soap Davenberry, who offered their time so generously to be part of our service today. This collaboration and shared theme of today's worship, which we are sharing with Westside, is the idea of the Reverend Vandiver. And the following is her narrative and will also be read at Westside this morning. Jim Bear Jacobs, a member of the Stockbridge Munsee Mohican Nation, an American Indian tribe located in central Wisconsin, reminds us, quote, "Stories are shaped by who we imagine the storyteller to be, our worldview, our theologies, our spiritual inklings about creation, and our origins cannot be separated from how we tell our stories, from who we name as heroes and who we name as villains, and from whom we think might be speaking in the voice of the story itself."
In 2015, Beacon Press published a long overdue book by Indigenous scholar and activist Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz that challenges readers to learn U.S. history through a narrative that centers the story, the experiences, and the perspectives of Indigenous people. In 2019, Beacon Press published an adaptation for young people by Jean Mendoza and Debbie Reese, upending myths and misinformation that have been broadcast by leadership and media. Readers are asked to reconsider the origin story of the United States taught in schools to children. These works were chosen by the Unitarian Universalist Common Read Selection Committee as a 2019-20 Common Read, inviting UU congregations, communities, and individuals like you and I to learn the stories of trauma and resilience that are the Indigenous people's history of the United States.
Next year, 2020, marks the 400th anniversary of the much-mythologized encounter at Plymouth between colonists and those native to the land. The UUA General Assembly 2020 in Providence, Rhode Island, will speak to the truths that contradict the mythology. As Layla Etichbini wrote last year, quote, "If you went to American public school, it's likely you were taught a very sweet, incorrect version of the way this country came to be. You learned the little rhyme, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. You learned he discovered America, and later, after a successful harvest, you learned the pilgrims of Plymouth kindly invited local indigenous people to a bountiful, joyful feast, turkey, legumes, and all. Some years later, the story starts to sound a little off. How can you discover a place where people already live? Why would indigenous people willingly sit down with the very people that were massacring them and condemning them to slavery in England? The truth of Thanksgiving is disputed, but we do know the way it came to be is certainly more complex than a peaceful dinner between colonizers and the colonized. As Native Circle, the longest-running Native American educational site on the web, proclaims, it is good to celebrate Thanksgiving, to be thankful for your blessing. It is not good to distort history, to falsely portray the origin of this holiday, and lie about the truth of its inception. Thanksgiving did not begin as a peaceful, friendly relationship between the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag, Pequot, and Narragansett people."
Officially, the holiday we know as Thanksgiving actually came into existence in the year 1637. Governor Winthrop of the Massachusetts Bay Colony proclaimed this first official day of Thanksgiving and feasting to celebrate the return of the colony's men who had arrived safely from what is now Mystic, Connecticut. They had gone there to participate in the massacre of over 700 Pequot men, women, and children. And Mr. Winthrop decided to dedicate an official day of thanksgiving, complete with a feast to give thanks for their great victory. This Thanksgiving celebration became a custom that was observed every year.
In 1777, all 13 of the first United States colonies held Thanksgiving celebrations, a continuation of that first celebration in 1637. In 1789, President George Washington declared November 26th a National Day of Thanksgiving. And on October 3rd, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln finally made it official with a Thanksgiving proclamation declaring Thanksgiving a national holiday. I want to reiterate that Thanksgiving, when Lincoln declared it, the Civil War between the North and South had just broken out. There was no mention of pilgrims and the Native Americans. So thus you can see that the American Thanksgiving we know today is indelibly tied to that first Thanksgiving in 1637, which, as we said, celebrated the massacre of hundreds of Native people.
And so now I want to riff away from the text for just a minute, because I want to tell you there was a time in which I was on a hillside with a long path, and all my friends had gone ahead of me. And I looked down over the valley in which I was, and I realized that this was a land that had been inhabited by Native people. And as I sat there in contemplation and thought, suddenly I heard a voice within me, which I took to be Native elders, and they were speaking to me. And I was afraid at that time because I felt they were so powerful that they could throw me off the edge of the cliff, and if I were to fall, I would not survive. And I sat there listening to their conversation with me. And as they were speaking and a moment of silence came, I asked, "Look, I'm just a white guy. I'm not of your tradition. How is it that you are coming and speaking to me? What is it that I should do with this?" And they said, "Never forget that you were here. Never forget that you were here. And it is with that I come to you to share this very important story for all of us, that sometimes the history of what we have heard is not the truth of what has actually happened." So now back to the text. As hard as it may be to believe, these are the actual origins of the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Many American Indian people these days do not choose to observe this holiday and instead hold it as a day of mourning. It might be surprising to learn that the cherished traditions of Thanksgiving is, in fact, the most nationalistic of all holidays, because it narrates the national origin myth, writes Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz. Now, Dunbar Ortiz began writing an Indigenous People's History of the United States after a conversation with Howard Zinn, author of A People's History of the United States. "Where is the Indigenous People's History?" she asked him. He replied, "That was her book to write." And we know that we can unlearn and relearn stories and histories in layers and layers. We know, as Unitarian Universalists gathered here together, that we can begin again in love. The elders of the Native Circle write, "It is our hope that children's plays about the first Thanksgiving, complete with Indians and pilgrims chumming at the dinner table, will someday be a thing of the past. Why perpetuate a lie? Let us face the truths of the past and give thanks that we are learning to love one another for the rich human diversity we share."
In this holy place, we choose to face the truths of the past together. and give thanks that we are learning to love one another in ways that honor everyone's worth and dignity, free of dehumanizing lies and stories that justify harm. When we are willing to bring holy and humble curiosity to what we are taught, we are practicing our Unitarian Universalist faith. When we ask who is centered in this story and who disappeared, and witness experiences that may be different from our own experiences or knowledge, we are practicing our Unitarian Universalist faith. As the elders have written, it is good to celebrate Thanksgiving, to be thankful for our blessings. It is not good to distort history, to falsely portray the origin of this holiday and lie about the truth of its actual inception. Let us celebrate the gifts of learning and unlearning together. Let us give thanks for the possibility of coming home to ourselves and each other when we are willing to let go of pretty stories and live into the messy, the challenging, and the healing stories at the heart of this land. I give thanks for all of you and the love that is possible in this world. Amen. Blessed be and Ashe.